Part 2. In this part, you will hear 3 short talks. After each talk, you will hear 6 questions about it. Before each talk begins, you will have time to preview the questions. You will hear each talk and the questions once. You can take notes if you wish. Choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D. Now you will hear the first talk. Look at the questions. Listen to a tour guide talking to visitors to a farm park.
Welcome to the Agricultural History Farm Park. As you probably know, we are only in our first month of operation, so you are among our first visitors. This scenic 455-acre park features rolling hills, an apple orchard, a variety of farm animals, and open fields for them to graze. Visiting our barns and other historic buildings, you will be able to get a unique perspective on the country's rich farming heritage. Let's start by seeing what there is to do. We are now situated in the reception block. If you walk out the main entrance and to your left is the Bernard Farmhouse, a place that will give you an insight into early 20th century farm life. I shall be telling you more when we get there and explain how several additions to the house show how it expanded as the family grew. To your right is the park's original bank barn, constructed in 1895, a typical example of barns found in the country at the turn of the century and the most valuable asset on the farm. The dairy cattle were milked and draft animals were housed in the basement, but now it is accessible on the upper level only. It's also available for rentals for social events. If interested, visit our website. Next to this, moving west, is Stanford Town, a 39-acre parcel on the western edge of the farm that was once home to a kin-based African-American community begun in 1879. Albert and Miranda Stanford purchased a part of the Cook's inheritance and built a house and several outbuildings, none of which survives today. Before we start our round, I'd like to remind you that we're open all year round from sunrise to sunset. All areas can be visited by the general public. However, please take note of any signs at the entrance, which tell you which areas are temporarily out of bounds due to being used for particular controlled experiments. So, enough with the talking. Let's get going.
Number 21. Which of the following will visitors not see if they visit the Agricultural History Farm Park? Number 22. What is the significance of the Agricultural History Farm Park? Number 23. What do the additions to the Bernard Farmhouse suggest about the family? Number 24. What do we learn about the bank barn? Number 25. What does the speaker say about the community that lived in Stanford Town? Number 26. What does the speaker mean when she says,
temporarily out of bounds?
Now you will hear the second talk. Look at the questions. Listen to an author presenting his book.
Good evening, everybody, and thank you for your presence on this day that celebrates this labor of love. I can proudly say that the American Eagle is a visual history of our national emblem. I started collecting eagle items after seeing a movie back in 1974. There was one line in the movie, "You can't have too many eagles." And those six words changed my life. A few months later, I was drafted into the military, and I was issued this dress uniform with those beautiful brass buttons that were gold-plated and they had eagles on them. Those became the first items in my collection. And then I started collecting postcards and pins and badges and stamps and other items, and all of a sudden, I guess I got a little carried away, I ended up with 25,000 items in my collection, and they're really based on about 60 different areas. And this goes to show how extensively the eagle is used on a daily basis in our society. The idea of the museum came much later. But in order to tell people about a museum, I had to have a way to show what the collection is. So I decided on the book and spent 4 years writing it. Anyway, I really felt that a museum of the eagle should be adjacent to live birds. So I chose the National Eagle Center, one of the few places in America where you can get up close to birds and pet them and feed them. I spent over 2 years negotiating with them on the terms of my donation. I do not want to bore you with any more details about my life work. For people who have asked me to sign their copies, I'll be doing that right after we watch this beautiful documentary about the bald eagle put together by the National Eagle Center. And don't forget, there's a small reception at the very end of the event. Thank you for your attention.
Number 27. What prompted the speaker to start his eagle collection? Number 28. What were the first eagles in his collection? Number 29. Why does the speaker mention the size of his collection? Number 30. Why did the speaker write his book? Number 31. What is special about the National Eagle Center? Number 32. What are the audience going to do next? Now you will hear the third talk. Look at the questions. listen to a software product manager talking to her team.
Everyone, it's been an amazing 3 months here at Mayfair Electronics, and I'd like to thank you all for your contribution. I feel so lucky to work with you all. So let's just look at these past 3 months. And I'll start with the finance department. After all, we're all here for the good pay. They managed to launch an amazing new online payroll system, which saved the company hundreds of staff hours on manually calculating time and attendance information and drawing up paychecks. The funds economized, a staggering $22,000, will go into our core investments, including a new training program. The human resources trained us all in emotional intelligence. Not that you needed it. You're a great bunch of people. But communication has become even smoother. I can already see the effects of the training each time I'm in a meeting and a potential little argument is resolved before it starts. I would be remiss if I didn't especially thank my personal assistant, Meredith, for her contribution, and I want to share a story with you at this point. Just last week, I realized I'd forgotten to create a real-time engagement plan for Tech World's giant conference next month. As you all know, they're one of our biggest clients, so needless to say, I was panicking. Then I sit down for my one-on-one with Meredith, and what does she say? That she had some ideas for the Tech World conference, so she went ahead and created a draft. So, I'd like to thank you all for the incredible work you do, but also remind you that it's not the time yet to rest on your laurels. We have to work hard and make Mayfair Electronics an even greater company.
Number 33. Why does the speaker choose to talk about the past 3 months? Number 34. What did the finance department achieve for the company? Number 35. How will the employees benefit from what the finance department achieved? Number 36. What does the speaker say about emotional intelligence training? Number 37. Why did the speaker panic when she realized what she had forgotten to do? Number 38. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"It's not the time yet to rest on your laurels"?
End of part 2.